I'm Rachel Otwell for NPR Illinois. Republican Governor Bruce Rauner likely considered the upcoming election while crafting the State of the State address he gave on Wednesday. There's a host of Democratic candidates vying to unseat him, and a single Republican who says she wants to get him out of the way during the primary this March. GOP candidate for governor, State Representative Jeannie Ives from Wheaton, says the governor patted himself on the back for accomplishments he shouldn't be taking credit for. She says, for instance, the legislation he signed to fund schools was a
bailout for Chicago Public Schools.
She also didn't find his remarks about addressing sexual harassment impressive.
The idea that he's now coming forward with some executive order on the sexual harassment issues in the state of Illinois, when that legislative inspector general position was his entire term was left empty, is just preposterous.
Ive says she heard no specifics outlined during the State of the State address that would help put Illinois on a path to fiscal solvency. At least three of the Democratic candidates running for governor were at the State House to criticize Rauner's remarks.
Jobs haven't been created under this governor. He's been there 3 years. He promised it, didn't deliver.
We saw today a speech from someone who has not been watching Illinois government for the last 3 years, someone who has not seen the failures of the Rauner administration.
Governor Rauner talked about time to roll up his sleeves. And the thing to ask him is, when have you rolled up your sleeves and reached out to the congressional delegation? When has he called Dick Durbin?
That was in order. Billionaire businessman J.B. Pritzker, state senator from Evanston, Daniel Biss, and businessman and son of Robert Kennedy, Chris Kennedy. They, as well as Bob Diber and T.O. Hardeman, are running in the March primary to be the Democratic nominee for governor. I'm Rachel Otwell.